O God, our great companion, lead us day by day deeper into the mysteries of life and enable us to become faithful interpreters of life to our fellow men through Christ our Lord. Amen. God is not God of the dead, but of the living. For him, all are alive. Front page of the Time magazine in September had this headline: Can Google solve death? Think about that. Death being one of the greatest mysteries and aspects of our life here upon earth, and how we puzzle about it and wonder about it and worry about it. The accompanying article in the magazine explains that Google, the search engine giant, is launching a huge venture to extend our human lifespan. The leadership of Google is trying to solve the mysteries of mortality. It looks at aging as a disease rather than a mere fact of life. They plan to put a gazillion dollars, which they have, into efforts to prolong life with the ultimate hope of eliminating death. We came to church this morning knowing and experiencing death as an inescapable aspect of this life. Our news outlets are populated with a never-ending description of the many ways human beings have to leave this world. Last Sunday, we celebrated the beginning and ending of life. The baptism of Sean McGonigal as a newborn affirmed the beginning of life. As we received communion, many of us lit candles in memory of our loved ones whose lives have ended. Our liturgy reflected the importance of our deceased loved ones in our lives. Google, Christians, Jews, and most other religions affirm the importance of life, but we do it in different ways. Google hopes to affirm life by outwitting death, prolonging life indefinitely. Christians affirm death is real, but we also affirm that life after death is just as real. The term that describes that belief is the term resurrection. The most powerful affirmation we make is part of the last sentence of the Nicene Creed, which we will say shortly. I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Belief in resurrection matters. All of our other beliefs and understandings rest upon this core affirmation that there is life after death. Why does this belief matter? I want to offer you three reasons to think about why belief in resurrection matters. Belief in resurrection matters for three reasons in my mind. Because it affirms life after death. Number two, because it affirms our relationships. Number three, because it affirms our true home. Belief in resurrection matters because it affirms life over death. Our text today says, God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. To make this affirmation in this world, we must confront so much of life that is anti-life, violent, destructive, and death-producing. For example, 9 out of 10 Americans believe we should have background checks on potential gun owners. 3 out of 4 NRA members agree. Then why are we a country behind the rest of the civilized world on this issue? Why do not the deaths of young men who happen to be living as blacks by gunshot in our cities with guns that they can easily get create no sense of outrage? Why are we not teaching nonviolence in our schools, in our neighborhoods, in our churches? Violence has never been the answer. We've tried it for thousands of years, and it is not the answer because it is anti-life. Jesus never condoned violence, yet we still turn to it to settle our disputes. Life is so often seen as so easily dispatched at the barrel of a gun. Our young men kill each other over and over again with trivial items as sneakers, cell phones, or a drug debt being the cause. Jesus taught us to affirm life in this world as preparation for the living in the next. There is good news. People do change. People can have their hearts and habits broken. An ex-skinhead, Frank Meink, had thrown himself at age 15 into the neo-Nazi scene. He shaved his head and committed acts of violence that became second nature. He sported a large swastika tattoo on his neck. At 17, he was jailed in Illinois for kidnapping and torturing a rival skinhead. He said, "I was primed for hate when I met these guys. Now I think about all the kids out there who are just like me, how easy it is to be exposed to those ideas." Today, he is on a mission to tell his story to hundreds of Chester County students, and he openly says, "I was a cowardly person." Meink told the students of Oxford Area High School that very message recently. It is in our DNA to affirm life. It is our resistance to affirming life that is so toxic and corrosive in our society and across the world. Belief in the resurrection affirms life in this world and the world to come. Jessica Eves was shopping in Guthrie, Oklahoma earlier this month when her wallet was taken. She spotted a man she suspected of taking it in a nearby aisle and wondered what to do next. And she says, "As I saw him, a scripture came to me from Luke, which basically says, if someone should take your cloak, you should give him your shirt as well." A little translation of that passage. That passage inspired her next actions. She calmly approached him and said, "I think you have something of mine. I'm going to give you a choice. You could either give me my wallet, and I will forgive you right now, and I'll even take you to the front of the store and pay for your groceries, or I will call the police." He reached into his pocket and gave it back to me, she said, adding that he started crying as he walked to the front. He kept apologizing and saying that he was so very deeply embarrassed. Jessica, a mother of four, paid $27 for his groceries, which was almost all the money she had in her purse. "I never carry cash. When I got to the checkout counter that day, his total was just a little over $27, and I had $28 in cash in my wallet. So I knew in that moment it wasn't me. It was Christ in that moment," she said. Living the resurrection affirms everyone's life. The second reason I would like to offer for belief in the resurrection is that it matters because it affirms our relationships. Last Sunday, we celebrated All Saints Sunday. We reverently remembered our loved ones who have died. The resurrection affirms that those relationships are now suspended, but not broken. We will be with our loved ones again. Brené Brown, a TED presenter and sociologist, has studied human connections for many years. She's appeared on the Oprah Winfrey Show several times. She maintains that our deepest needs in this world are for connection. And our greatest fear is the fear of disconnection. Beloved family and friends were remembered last Sunday in the lighting of candles here at the front of the church. During that liturgy, many of you may have felt the pain of that disconnection all over again. Resurrection belief affirms that we will be together with them again. Jesus said to his disciples, "I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also." The music that our loved ones have brought into our lives has been interrupted by their leaving us. We experience the loss of our loved ones as unfinished symphonies. Belief in the resurrection affirms that we will sing together again. The third reason I have to believe in resurrection, and it matters because it affirms our true home. It was St. Augustine who penned these words, "Our hearts are restless until they rest with thee." We are pilgrims here, sojourners with a yearning for home. Dr. Eben Alexander, a neurosurgeon, was felled by bacterial meningitis in his brain at 54 years of age. He was in a coma, unresponsive, and presumed brain dead. However, he survived and has written a book, Proof of Heaven, A Neurosurgeon's Journey into the Afterlife. He said the experiences absolutely changed the way I look at everything. And he further affirmed, at the core of it, we are eternal spiritual beings. This is a tremendous insight from a practicing neurosurgeon. Holly Morris tells the story of 200 mostly all women who chose to stay at Chernobyl after the meltdown of the nuclear reactor. One of them explained to a soldier trying to evacuate her after the disaster, said, "Shoot me and dig the grave, otherwise I'm going home." It is estimated that many thousands of people will have died from the effects of Chernobyl. Yet here is the surprising truth. Women, those women who had returned to their homes and lived off some of the most radioactive land on Earth for the last 27 years, have actually outlived their counterparts who accepted relocation by some estimates up to 10 years. The yearning for home is in our DNA. It is true that where our heart is, there is our home. And our belief in the resurrection affirms our true home. In our inner core, we yearn to go home. But it can be said that each human heart, there's a moment of homesickness now and then. As Karl Rahner so poignantly puts it, we are suffering the torment of the insufficiency of everything attainable, as we are learning that there is, in this life, there is no finished symphony. Belief in resurrection matters. It reminds us that life is more powerful than death. It reaffirms our relationships with each other and with God. It reminds us that while we live here temporarily, we are destined to live eternally. Belief in the resurrection matters because in the heart of God, you matter.